Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story's been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way, and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 3rd of November, 2022. But until then, there's this. Number 2. The Randy Rabbi Who Spoke With the Angels. It is said that God works in mysterious ways. Regardless of your religion, if you're a believer, then you're of the opinion that the good Lord talks to us all. He gives us purpose and he guides our lives, as well as our hands, our eyes, our mouths, our minds, our guts. And by that rationale, our genitals. God is the divine creator of some of the world's most wondrous things, as proven by the existence of my lovely girlfriend, Eva Green. God spent 6 days making the world, and on the seventh day, he personally handcrafted Eva, sculpting her with his finest tools and molding her softly using his very best clay. Whereas, when he, or more likely, a cack-handed minion who he had outsourced his least important duties to, made me, I was cobbled together from the cast-off bits of sludge scraped off his floor and fashioned into a collection of baldy, knobbly bits covered in hair. Having said, yeah, that'll have to do. Which is galling, as my random smattering of what are supposedly body parts don't even include a working smile, a functioning set of eyes, a decent dingle dangle, a six-pack because it's more like a whole keg of beer, or even a full head of hair. Anyway, I digress. What I'm basically saying is, everything he does is supposedly part of his great plan. And yet, even the great one can have an off day. As a word of warning, if you're religious, switch off now, as you're not going to like this. Back in 2006, one of the Almighty's personal army of good word deliverers was Manchester-based Rabbi David Jaffe of the Lubavitcher Centre in England's third city, Manchester.
Mad for it, kid.
Being an ultra-Orthodox Lubavitcher, Rabbi Jaffe, who was well known in his community as a loyal husband, a father of 10 children, a proud supporter of Jewish causes, and had, for 40 years, been hailed for his efforts raising awareness and funds for the local causes. He'd recently been on a BBC 4 documentary discussing Jewish customs and the difficulty in maintaining an ultra-Orthodox lifestyle in England. By strict adherence to Jewish law, This included the purging of any wheat products in their homes, separate sinks for meat and dairy, the witnessing of another person's naked body, which is forbidden, an aversion to technology. Surely, God decreed that iPads were the domain of the unclean. And by that, I think he means teenagers, singletons, and other chronic masturbators. As well as any physical contact between the opposite sexes, outside of their spouses and immediate family, which is banned. According to their laws, any Orthodox Jew, like himself, could not even shake hands with a woman who was not of his own family. Which is a big problem. Especially when you're at an interview, raising charitable funds, imparting sad news to a bereaved person, and... Oh yes. When you're balls deep in a prostitute. Back in 2006, that bastion of unshakably accurate journalism, the News of the World, and yes, I'm being sarcastic, had photographed Rabbi Jaffe entering a notorious massage parlor / brothel. It was called Angels 56, and it was based at 56 Swan Street in Manchester.
Blowjobs, mad for it, kid.
One employee at the brothel, whose private parts had serviced a slew of sad men, who were unable to go a few days without needing to blow a sticky great glob of their gluey gametes, or spaff their spunky man spores over a naughty night woman, had informed the newspaper, and I use that word reluctantly, he was a frequent client here. Rabbi Jaffe is a man who knows exactly what he wants. As a disreputable place of ill repute, whose reviews featured a wide variety of one-star comments by a slew of saddos who criticised its lack of cleanliness, its bad service, and the fact that it was infested with rodents and roaches, but not that it would be later closed down as the women were being trafficked. Well done, dickheads. That aside, it was said that Rabbi Jaffe would spend upwards of £40 for full sex with a woman dressed in garters, and £50 if all sex was included. His identity was discovered when one of the masseuses / sex workers got bored of whacking off yet another deadbeat's droopy dangler and watched a BBC4 programme about Orthodox Jews, featuring Rabbi David Jaffe. She later stated, "How hypocritical can you be? On the one hand, he won't shake our hands. On the other, he comes round all the time and he has very bizarre requests." When he next arrived at Angels 56, one of the ladies would state, "I didn't know whether to ask for money or an autograph." On balance, some of Rabbi Jaffe's community have expressed their disbelief at how a man of God could do such abhorrent things. Others have accepted that he is entirely fallible. Whereas he would state that he wasn't visiting brothels for sexual purposes. He was checking on the lady's welfare. Two anonymous sources on the ultra-Orthodox Jewish internet forum, yes, the irony there is massive, gave two conflicting views of Rabbi Jaffe. One would state, "He is a good Jew, with a good heart who cares about other Jews." With others stating, "David was a classmate of mine. He was not a bad guy at heart, but he was always in trouble. He was far and away the worst behaved kid in the entire school. The guy just couldn't control himself at all, even when he wanted to. Tragically, he was a time bomb just waiting to go off." No charges were ever brought against Rabbi Jaffe. So was he a randy rabbi with a truly unruly love trumpet? Or merely a scapegoat for lazy journalists who were bursting to use the headline, "Randy preacher had it oy vey with hookers"? The Daily Inch returns tomorrow. And of course, your regular episodes of Murder Mile return on Thursday the 3rd of November, or 3 days earlier via Patreon. Thank you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.